Today, we are going to explore the benefits of pausing and how dramatically it can increase your business.
Welcome to the Behind Her Brand podcast with your host, Kimberly Spencer. Every week, join Kimberly and her guest for inspiring interviews with passionate business builders, corporate leaders, and catalysts of change. Plus, we will be sharing business and career building strategies and tools that you can use to grow. So let's dive into today's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our Behind Her Brand podcast. I am your host, Kimberly Deschelle Spencer. And if you have been following me for any length of time, you know that it's been several months since I've done a podcast. And if you're wondering why, which we did get some inquiries about why we paused, I wanted to share a little bit about that today, but also hopefully share some tidbits on what you can do as a business leader as you're growing your business and why pausing sometimes can be one of the most effective things you can do for your business. So you all know that I talk often about consistency. I'm a big believer in consistency, but I'm also a big believer in knowing when to pause so that you can redirect if you need to. You see, for me, when I started this podcast quite some time ago, obviously I wanted to share insights, tips, hopefully tools and things that would help you scale and grow your marketing. But also not just that so much, but also scale and grow your business. That's the whole purpose of me doing this podcast. And what I found mid-year last year, I was looking at content that I was getting ready to create and to record and to put out there. And I just had a real good moment with myself. And I said, am I really challenging, helping, growing, equipping the people that I'm recording for? Am I pushing myself outside my own comfort zones and growing and challenging my own self in my areas of my expertise? And I found that I needed to pause. I needed to really look at what it is that I want to say going forward. What is it that I really want to challenge myself going forward? And I'll tell you, and I know all of you guys are experiencing this, in the business culture right now, there's so much going on with technology. There's so much with AI. There's so many people using all these different tools now to communicate, to post, to create, to do all these different things. And I found myself, to be honest with you, at a place where I did not want to go full on into technology, which I promise you, many people probably are saying right now, Kim, if you don't do that, you're going to be behind the times. That's not what I'm saying, that I don't want to embrace it. But what I did not want to do is I did not want to get caught up in the new thing of everything being connected to just AI. I understand that that's where business is going in many ways. I understand where content's being created through AI, images, videos, all these type of things. But I also wanted to make sure that I was able to stand back and ask myself, what can I do to still be progressively moving forward, but at the same token, to be able to be very true to myself? So I took some time off and I started to create. I started to write. I started to dream differently. I started to dream in different environments. I would go to the beach. I went to the, I would call it the country. I went to a real beautiful, secluded area in the mountains at one point. I just found myself going to different spots, different places, and different venues, if you will, to create, to explore, and to challenge myself when it came to what it is that I was building. And here's what I've come to. I've realized, one, if you are in business for any length of time, it's important to disconnect so that you can reconnect. It's very important for you to, whether you take a day, whether you take a few hours, or if you can take even a week, take time to really pull back from your business and be able to look at what it is that you're pushing out every single day. Because it's so easy to become a machine. It's so easy to keep putting out the same thing over and over, but saying it different kind of ways. It's so easy to get caught up in that cycle that you can lose your sense of awe, your sense of creativity, your sense of wonder, your sense of, you know what, here's a new way to kind of consider doing this. While I do embrace technology 1,000,000%, I really do. What I do know that it can't duplicate your experiences. It can't duplicate your expertise. It can't even duplicate your feelings. Like the different things that people literally connect with you on. So I would challenge you first and foremost, if you have not paused in a while, just to look at everything that you're doing, everything that you're building, everything that you are connecting with your audience, take a moment and really look at that. And then second, find new ways creatively to push yourself out there differently. Like for me, I realized, okay, I do a podcast. I do a lot of trainings. I work with a lot of clients privately. So I love all these marketing and branding, right? But then I started looking at what other forms of communications have I not really explored? Have I really explored videos in a way that I could? Have I really explored print media in a more creative format? What have I really explored that would take me out of my comfort zone and also hopefully challenge my audience differently? So I spent several months doing that and coming up with some really great things that we're rolling out in 2024. And that's why I wanted to do this podcast today, because we're back in the saddle again. We're going to be doing the podcast. We're going to be offering different kind of information. We're going to be doing things a little bit more creatively. And so this is where I ask you right now, where you are today in this moment, listening to this podcast, is there something that you could be doing differently? Is there another medium that you can tap in what you currently are doing into that medium source? Is there something that you're saying, you know what, I've been doing this for so long, I've gotten good results, or maybe you haven't, but you're like, you know what, I've never explored this over here. If that is you today, challenge yourself to learn about that new medium. Maybe for you it's TikTok. Maybe for you it is podcasting. Maybe it is that you've never hosted anything live. Maybe you've never spoken in front of anybody before. Maybe you've never written a book. Whatever that thing might be for you, whatever that looks like for you, explore it. Walk into it. Step into it differently, because you never know what new doors it can open for you. As I found myself stepping into some new areas and some new creative places, I found that my own mindset was expanding. My own way of seeing creativity was expanding. And I found that I was showing up for my one-on-one clients so much more creatively. And it was even, I would say personally, and I'm sure they'll agree, but it was even more productive, our conversations. And we've been seeing the results of that in their daily postings and their new programs that we're launching, the new things that we're creating for them. They've been getting stronger results because now I'm looking at it with fresh eyes because I took the time to pause. And that's really what I wanted to share with you all today. Today's a very short and sweet message, but it's hopefully an impactful one for you to remember that fill your cup up, not just for rest, because that's a million times important, but also for your creativity, to really challenge your way of seeing things. Maybe it's time for you to unlearn something so you can relearn it differently. Maybe you haven't gone to a seminar or workshop or anything in quite some time because you feel like everybody's saying the same thing. But maybe if you go with the open mind, maybe you might hear one small nugget that you can take and grab hold onto you and really build upon it in a different kind of way. Maybe it's, you know what, I haven't really networked around these groups of people. They're not directly in my audience, but you know what, they are connected to my audience. Maybe you go over there and start networking in new places so that you can hear different conversations, you can hear different needs, and you can show up differently for your respective people that you're working with. The key to this whole message today is to pause. And the second key is to challenge yourself creatively, because I'll leave on this note. I will tell you this. I hear this often from people, and it always, always hurts my heart, because when people say that they're not creative, they don't have a creative bone in their body. And oftentimes we do. It's just, it depends on how that might look. You may be able to look at a room and be able to say, you know what, I can do this, 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 and that. I don't have that gift. I love my friends who are interior designers, because I'm like, man, I would have never put that and that together. I love stylists who can match up clothing items that I would never in a million years pick out. But when I put it on myself, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is really a game changer. You know, you never know what you can do when you step outside of your norm and go into different audiences, different spaces, listen to different content, reading different kind of books, because when you do that, you expand yourself, and then you show up so much more for your audience that you're serving. So I just wanted to challenge you on those two things, and I hope that you continue to tune in. We are back in the saddle. We're going to be back to producing and sharing content with you that I hope and pray is a blessing to you and to your business. Thank you again for listening to our Behind Her Brand podcast. I am your host, Kimberly Deshiel Spencer, and you can learn more about us on Instagram at Behind Her Brand, and there's an underscore after the B. You can go to our website at www.behindherbrand.net. on our Facebook, Behind Her Brand. And you can just look at us on YouTube as well, Behind Her Brand. You'll be able to find us on all those platforms where we are sharing, reaching, equipping, and hopefully empowering each person listening to take that one extra step to keep growing forward.